Conversation 1. Questions 1 to 3 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 1. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Jean. I'm going to the club this afternoon. Would you like to play a game of mixed doubles?
No, I'm sorry. I'd rather not play today. It's not that I don't like playing with you, but I am worn out. I had to play a match against Catherine in the club tournament yesterday, and I haven't got over it yet. My legs are still aching, so I'd rather leave it for another day. I hope you don't mind me saying no.
Okay, that's all right. How did you get on in the match? Did you win?
Yes, I managed to beat her in the end, but I didn't enjoy playing. It started to rain halfway through the game, and I can't stand playing in the rain. I suggested going on with the match today, but she had arranged to go out with Fred, so she persuaded me to continue.
But you won all the same.
Yes, I made her run about a lot. But I really won because she was conscious of Fred watching her, and he kept giving her pieces of advice. In the end, she allowed things to get on her nerves, and she lost her temper. When we had finished playing, she refused to speak to Fred.
I've heard that she doesn't like being beaten. But if you want to win tennis matches, you mustn't let things get you down. Conversation 2. Questions 4 to 6 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 2.
Exercise, exercise, exercise. We hear so much about it these days, yet even the experts can't agree on which exercises are the best. Now, some doctors are strongly encouraging arm exercises.
Arm exercises? Is that because our arms are too fat or flabby?
Actually, that's not the main reason. They say that arm exercises are an ideal way to become physically fit.
But don't arm exercises raise your blood pressure?
That they do, but the article I read mentioned ways to compensate for that.
How?
By adding leg exercises so the arms don't do all the work. Arm exercises alone aren't enough to increase metabolism before fatigue sets in. The more of the body that's involved in the exercises, the better.
And in turn, I'm sure that there's a great chance of losing weight.
Sounds right to me.
So what exercises do the experts recommend?
They mentioned quite a few, but some of the more popular ones are cycling with special bicycles that make you use both arms and legs, and walking vigorously while you wear arm weights.
I must try that. I like to walk a lot.
Conversation 3. Questions 7 to 10 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 3. John, we've got to go on a diet.
Oh no, not again. It never works for me.
It would work if you listened to me and made an effort.
All right. What is it this time?
Well, first of all, we should plan a balanced diet. We should make sure that we're getting all the necessary vitamins and minerals and things like that.
That sounds like homework.
Don't worry. I've got a list of all things here and loads of recipes for all sorts of meals. Secondly, we shouldn't try to lose weight quickly. It doesn't work because you lose energy and feel hungry all the time. I think it's better to feel good and lose weight slowly.
So how long is this diet going to go on?
Until we feel we're the right weight. Maybe each of us should give up something that is bad for us. You know, I should give up cakes, and you should give up sugar in tea and coffee.
Ugh!
Oh, come on. You can do it. It'll make life cheaper as well.
True. Cakes are getting quite expensive.
And how about some exercise? We should take up swimming again. We both enjoyed that, didn't we?
Yes, I would like to go swimming again. All right, let me think about it for a day or two.
Why think about it? Why not start now?
Because I'm hungry. Conversation 4. Questions 11 to 14 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 4. Well now, Mrs. Black, do you have any questions about the job?
Yes, I do, really. I'm a bit worried about this word processing.
There really is no need to worry about it. Your application form says that you can type quite fast. We'll give you training on the word processor. It's really just an advanced typewriter. And it has a memory, so that you don't have to type a regular letter again and again. You'll get used to it. The training only takes about a month. And you'll find that it's easier to check and correct mistakes than on a normal typewriter.
Oh, that sounds fine. What is this computer? I'm not sure about that earlier.
Well, we'll give you training on that as well. But that comes later, after you've worked with the word processor. Again, it's very much like a typewriter. You'll be using it to get information from its memory. Really, it's just like a large filing cabinet, except that there's no paper involved. You type out the reference numbers or the subject, and the information appears on a television screen.
Oh, that doesn't sound too difficult. How long would the training for that take?
Probably a couple of months. We hope you can do that part-time during your working hours.
That sounds fine. So that first bit of training would be with the word processor for about a month, and then a 2-month part-time period with the computer?
Yes, that's about right. Exact details can be worked out later, of course.
Okay. Oh, yes. About the pay. Conversation 5. Questions 15 to 17 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 5. Hi, Dick. How's the camping last week?
Oh, it was horrible. We nearly got killed.
What happened?
Well, when we were walking on the path along one of the hills, A bear suddenly jumped out of a bush and started to chase us.
That's terrible. Did anybody get hurt?
Fortunately, we ran away before the bear got closer. We all agreed that we had never run so fast in our entire lives.
So why did the bear try to attack you? Was it hungry and looking for food?
No, it was more horrible. We later found out that the bear was a mother, and she was separated by us from her child. She jumped out because she feared that her kid would get hurt. After the camping, we've learned not to get between an adult bear and any young bears.
But how could you make sure that you can see the bears? Suppose both the mother and the children are hidden in a bush.
Well, it's actually easy to avoid encounter with bears. They are shy animals and normally avoid human beings. In most of the cases, they attack because they are shocked by the unexpected presence of humans. What you have to do is to scare them away by making noises before you get too close.
I see. So next time when I go camping, I'll sing aloud when I'm walking.
That's a good idea. Conversation 6. Questions 18 to 20 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 6.
Have you seen our holiday pictures?
No, I haven't. I'd like to, though.
Look, that's the house we stayed in.
That looks nice.
It's fabulous. One of those wooden-built cottages.
Yes, that's really pretty. And look at that fabulous car in front.
Oh, what a car. Typical massive American car. It was just lovely.
Yes, does look nice.
And here we are on a fishing trip.
Oh, yes. And that was a big fish, too.
Well, that's Steve looking pretty pleased with himself.
Did you catch anything?
No, I was a disaster. But it's really nice being out there.
Looks nice.
And then we went up to a camp on the lake.
Certainly is.
Don't you love the way the trees come down to the edge of the lake there?
Looks really peaceful and lovely.
Oh, it was so nice.
Are you having a meal there?
Yes, that's us having one of our cook-ups.
Tent looks a bit small.
Well, it was. But you don't spend much time in the tent, do you?
I suppose not.
Here we are on the lake again. This was a canoeing trip.
Yes, do you know how to paddle?
Wasn't hard to learn at all. Picked it up very quickly.
Well, what worried me was you were wearing those life jackets.
Yes, we all had to wear these silly life jackets. But nobody minded very much. It was really good fun. It was a great holiday. Conversation 7. Questions 21 to 23 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 7.
Hello, Bob.
Hello, Richard.
How are you?
All right. And you?
Yes, fine, thanks.
Good.
Bit fed up with the weather.
Oh, yes, yes.
You, taking a holiday this year?
Yes. I'm hoping to take 3 weeks in May, and then have another 3 weeks later on in the year. September, possibly.
Good. Do you think you'll be going away or staying at home?
Oh, I don't think I'll go away in May. Doubt if I'll have enough money saved up then.
What about September?
Oh, yes. I'm definitely going abroad then, if I can afford it. I haven't quite made up my mind where, though. Greece, maybe. Or Spain. Or Italy. Bound to be hot and sunny out there.
Yes, suppose you, couldn't afford it.
Oh, I expect I'd stay at home and just have days out at the coast or in the country, you know.
Just supposing you had all the money in the world, where would you go?
Oh, yes, I think I'd go to Canada. Yes, I've always wanted to go there.
Marvelous.
Well, how about you? Do you think you'll go abroad this year?
Yes, booked up already. We're going to Norway in August, going walking.
Really? Oh, what's the weather like out there at the time of year?
Oh, you never know with Norway. I wouldn't be surprised if it rained.
Conversation 8. Questions 24 to 26 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 8.
Math Department, Dr. Webster speaking.
Hello, Professor Webster. This is Janet Hill calling. I live two doors down from your teaching assistant, Don Williams. Don asked me to call you because he has lost his voice and can't talk to you himself.
Lost his voice? Oh, what a shame. Is there anything I can do for him?
Well, he has a class this afternoon from 2:30 to 4 o'clock, and he won't be able to teach it. But he doesn't want to cancel it either.
Does he want me to try to find somebody else to teach the class?
No, not exactly. What he wants to do is to get someone to go in for him, just to pass back the midterm exams. He's already marked them, and they are on the desk in his office. The whole thing wouldn't take more than 10 minutes.
His class is at 2:30, you say? Well, I'm free at that time, and I was going to be on campus anyway. So I could do it for him. What room is his class in?
Cater Hall, room 214. Will you need his office key to get the exams? He's given it to me, and I could bring it to you.
Actually, that won't be necessary. We have a master key in the math department, so I can get into his office if necessary.
Thank you very much, Professor Webster. Don doesn't have another class to teach until Thursday, and hopefully he will be able to talk by then. He'll call you as soon as he can. Oh, yes, I almost forgot.
Yes?
Could you put the next assignment on the board, too? It's all the problems on page 45, and they are due at the next class.
No trouble at all. Thank you for passing on all the news about Don. And please tell him not to worry about anything. Conversation 9. Questions 27 to 30 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 9.
Susan, do you know when Professor Jones' biology final is?
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday? That is less than a week away. And I have got things planned for this weekend.
Haven't you been studying all along?
I have kept up with my lecture notes, but I haven't reviewed at all.
Then it's your own fault. The date of the final is clearly marked on the course outline.
I suppose you're right, but doesn't it seem awfully early for a final?
A little, but it should actually help us out. After we have finished with it, we can concentrate on our other finals.
Are you ready for it?
I think I am. I'm going to review some more, of course.
Do you think we could study together sometimes this weekend?
I don't see why not. Are you doing anything tomorrow night?
I can't tomorrow. I am going out with some guys to that new night spot downtown.
Well, how about the following night?
No, I can't Saturday either. My sister and her husband are coming to town, and I want to show them around.
Sunday, then?
Well, I'll probably sleep all morning, and in the afternoon, I want to go to the football game. Also that night, I have to write and type up a paper for another class.
Michael, that leaves Monday, the night before the test.
Actually, I've got plans for Monday night, too. How about early Tuesday morning?
Michael, the test is on Tuesday morning. Conversation 10. Questions 31 to 33 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 10.
Tom, do you think you could come into the kitchen for a second? There's something I'd like you to look at.
What? Just let me finish these books, and I'll be right there.
Would you mind coming right away, please? It's the washing machine. It's making a funny noise. I want you to listen to it. I'm worried.
Oh, no, not again. It's the pump. That's what it is.
I can't hear you. Let me turn the machine off.
After a while, in the kitchen... The pump isn't working properly. What do you want me to do about it?
What do I want you to do about it? Repair it, of course. You don't think I made you leave your work for nothing, do you?
But I'm not a mechanic. Why don't you ring the shop where we bought the thing? Ask them to repair it.
Are you sure that's what you want me to do?
Of course I'm sure. Why don't you ask?
Because the last time they came, you got very angry.
Did I?
Yes, it was a small question of money. Don't you remember? The men were only here for half an hour, but they still charged £2 for an hour's work. You didn't like that at all.
Oh, Yes, I remember now. Conversation 11. Questions 34 to 37 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 11.
And what about you, John? Any thoughts on next year?
Not really. It looks like unemployment, though. I'm getting rather depressed about it.
Well, don't give up on other things yet. It might be better for you to stay on at school, you know. I know the job market is very difficult at the moment. If you stay on at school, you could build up some extra qualifications, which may help you later. You know, when the job market is very difficult, it's always useful to have those few extra qualifications. You could always repeat subjects where you've got a low grade, or you might find that some other subjects interest you.
Couldn't I go to an adult education college?
That's also a possibility. The range of subjects there is much wider than at school. You might find more things there to interest you. On the other hand, it's a completely new start. You know, getting to know teachers and their methods, making new friends, and so on. It could be better, or it could be worse. It depends very much on how you feel.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Okay, and what are these youth training schemes everyone's talking about?
Well, they're training courses which are very practical. They're run by the government, and you can find them in many different places. They also cover many different types of training. You even get paid for something while you're doing them.
But it doesn't guarantee me a job, right?
No, that's true, but it may help.
Okay, so school, adult education college, and the youth training scheme. Can I see some more details?
Yes, of course. Here are some leaflets. Why don't you look at them and come back when you've thought about it? Conversation 12. Questions 38 to 40 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 12.
Excuse me, are you waiting to buy concert tickets?
Yes, I am. So are all these people in front of me.
Have you been here long?
About 45 minutes. I've moved forward a total of about 3 feet in that time.
You're kidding.
Not at all. There was a couple up ahead of me who got so disgusted that they finally gave up and left. They said they'd been here for more than an hour.
Terrific. Does anyone know what's causing the delay?
If so, no one's letting us know. It could be that there aren't enough people selling tickets this afternoon, or maybe their computer's down. I'm sure the concert hasn't been canceled.
I just hope they don't run out of tickets before I get up there.
That really would be annoying, wouldn't it?
I guess I should have come before lunch. Or has it been like this all day?
Apparently it has. In fact, before I came, I tried calling to charge my tickets over the phone, just to avoid this long wait. But they're not taking phone orders, or checks, or credit cards. It's cash or nothing. And you have to come in person.
Well, there are 2 more hours before the ticket office closes. Tickets to a good concert are worth waiting for. So I think I'll just make myself comfortable. Conversation 13. Questions 41 to 43 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 13.
Michael, can you bring your sales report into my office, please? I'd like to discuss it with you.
Yeah, sure, Terry. after a while.
Okay. Let's see here. All right. I just want to fill in some of these numbers.
Well, the second quarter sales numbers just came in a few minutes ago. We haven't...
That's okay. Just tell me what they are for now.
Well, in April, our department sold 200,000.
Only 200,000? That makes a total of 4 million. I see your goal was 5 million. Any reason you didn't make your goal?
Well, yes. I guess I'd have to say it was because of that basketball player. You see, he was supposed to do a commercial for us, and at the last minute, he went to another company. That really hurt us.
Well, I guess that could be a problem. And in May, you're up how much?
1 million, bringing us to 5. May was a really tough month for us. We had that fire in our factory in Kentucky, and...
Oh, right, right. Luckily, nobody was hurt.
Yeah. Then in June, we sold 1.4 million.
1.4? Okay, and that brings you to...
6.4 million. Actually, we were hoping for more, but then 2 of our best salespeople quit. And it took us a while to get things...
All right, all right. But that leaves your department way below your goal for now.
Yeah, I guess it does. But don't worry, Terry. We'll get our sales up next month.
Okay, but I'd like to see a marketing report for July to December on my desk Monday. Conversation 14. Questions 44 to 46 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 14.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Hi. I'm looking for an apartment to rent, and I wanted to talk to you about what you had to offer right now.
Yes, of course. Let me first take down a few details about what you're looking for to see whether there's anything I can offer you. And then I'll take a few personal details, if that's okay. So, first of all, the size of the flat. What kind of flat are you looking for? How large?
Well, I'm not sure because I don't know what I can afford. But ideally, I suppose, I would look for 3 rooms. So it's what you would call a 2-bedroom flat here.
Right, so 2 bedrooms. And have you thought where?
Well, I need to take the train to work, and in the evenings I often stay at home and come home quite late. So I guess the general area would be north of the station.
Fine, yes, that seems logical. Although, of course, flats near the station are quite expensive. How far away from the station are you willing to consider?
Well, I suppose if it's basically about 15-minute walk away from the station, that's okay. No, actually, let's say 10 minutes from the station. Yes, 10 minutes is the farthest I would be willing to go.
Okay, and how much are you willing to pay?
How much do you think somewhere like this will cost me?
Well, it depends, of course, on other things, though mainly on whether it's furnished, unfurnished, or partly furnished. Have you thought of that?
Yes, and we're going for an unfurnished flat.
Well, in that case, you're slightly better off, but still, in this area, the least you'd expect to pay is probably £400 a month. And that won't get you a nice place. If you want something nice, you'll have to be willing to pay more. You can see, here are 3 sample houses of £480, £600, £750, respectively.
All right. I think I can only afford the second one, no more.
Okay. Any other points you would want to make before we start looking?
Yes. Firstly, it's got to be on the ground floor. And then we've got two young kids, so preferably, I'd like the flat to be near a children's playground, and then a school. But these two requirements, near the playground and near a school, these two are not that important, because we can always manage with the car.
Okay. Now, if you would just let me have a few personal details, your name...
Conversation 15. Questions 47 to 50 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 15. Everybody is talking about genes today, but do genes determine everything about us?
Genes and environment work together to shape who we are. As the environment includes everything we experience and come into contact with from birth through to death, it also plays an extremely complex role.
What is a gene, then?
Even scientists disagree on exactly how to define a gene. Generally, a gene is a sequence of DNA that tells us what a single protein does. Proteins do the work of the body, building structures and stimulating biochemical reactions.
How genetically similar are we to one another?
Individual humans are extremely similar to each other. They share 99.9% of their DNA, no matter which race they belong to.
How genetically similar are we to other species?
Scientists have been amazed at how genetically similar humans are to other species. Humans share 80% of their genes with mice, about 99% of their DNA with chimpanzees. That means that chimpanzees are more closely related to humans than to other animals, such as monkeys, whales, or cats.
Will this lead to a cure for cancer and other serious diseases?
Of course. Virtually every disease has some genetic cause. Some are simple misspellings that can be corrected with gene therapy, although this technology is still in its infancy. As scientists gain more knowledge about genes, they will develop new treatments based on that knowledge. The outlook is especially good over the next few decades for some cancers and other diseases.